Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update. Good morning. It is the morning of September 16th, and we are here to talk to you about everything that's happening on the live feeds, all of the things that these three people are doing on the live feeds. Today, I am joined, because it's Saturday, by Liana Boris. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm doing well. It's kind of sad that this is the last Liana Saturday of the summer, although since it means the end of Big Brother 19, I'm like death to Liana Saturdays. Let's get this over with.
Well, you know, I had John on here yesterday and people were like, you should just keep talking about your lives. Maybe we can just have Liana Saturday. We just check in with Liana Saturday. How you doing, Liana? What's going on with the job?
Yeah, like check in with Liana Saturdays. I imagine some graphic with like a star going across the screen. I think it would be a lot of fun.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Yeah, about Liana.
Yeah, learning with Liana. That's an alliteration there. It's perfect. I think we have a concept.
There we go. You're a scientist, right? You could give some science tips.
That's right. Yeah, we can debunk all of the science myths that go around in the house because there's a lot of them.
There we go. Yeah. All right. So unfortunately, the page is not live on Rob Has a Website. So if you're looking to join us in the chat, you can go to chatwing.com/rob.sesternino. That's how you can find us to chat with us in that spot. Otherwise, you can find us on YouTube right now just to watch and chill and whatever else you want to do while watching a live feed update.
YouTube and chill. Live feed update and chill.
All right. So we are here to talk about everything that's been going down on the feeds. And again, yeah, not a whole lot because there's only three people and there's not a lot of strategy left to talk about.
Yeah, you know, when the cameras are on, even like Orwell and Trejo were the exciting things of like the past couple days. Now we're on like the iron and pencils. So when two of the cameras are occupied by that sort of thing, I think we know that everything is coming to a close and there's not a whole lot going on in the house.
Yeah, normally there's sometimes you get to the final three and it's like you're blessed with Dan Gheesling in the house and he's instigating fights between Ian and Danielle making sure that both of them are throwing the competitions to him and that both of them will take him. And it's glorious to watch. And then sometimes you get like a three person snuggle fest.
Yeah, it's unpleasant, I think, is maybe the best way to talk about it. Or at least it's just not fun. Like I will 100% admit when I had the feeds open yesterday, I may or may not have been watching BoJack Horseman like alongside with it. So not a whole lot going on. A lot of snuggling again. Actually, it's so funny. So on Pop, it was Christmas and Paul asleep in bed together because they slept a lot of the day. And Paul is making this expression, and I apologize to all the listeners who aren't watching the video, but he's sort of like baring his teeth as he sleeps. And so they always have the questions along the bottom. And the question was, I hope Paul's girlfriend never sees him sleep. Those teeth are creepy. Is he smiling, growling? What does Paul's sleep face remind you of? And the answers were an angry Muppet, a piranha, or my dog sleeping. So like, this is kind of the status of where we're at right now.
Correct answer, my dog sleeping, I think. Paul, he has a weird association with dogs. On Reddit, they found in his AMA, he actually said the phrase, woof, woof, mother effer, long before Raven uttered it in the Big Brother house. So there's some weird stuff going on here with some dog juju happening.
Well, that's kind of unsurprising that Raven wouldn't be able to think of her own insults. So she probably got that from Paul as well.
Well, of course. All right. So basically, they do have a conversation about like playing again. Josh thinks Christmas will be asked back. He thinks that she will play again. Christmas says, yeah. And you know what? I'm going to play differently than I did this time. I'm going to terrorize people. That's going to be so different than what I did this time.
Yeah, so different. You definitely weren't a monster to a lot of the people in the house saying mean things behind their backs. Like, that was definitely not the case.
Yeah, she has like a weird obsession with like destroying souls. Like she's like, I mean, we know what she said about Kevin's soul. Now she's talking about like, I'm going to poke holes in people's souls. I don't understand what it is with souls that that she like, maybe it's part of her self-help book. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
That's like chapter 12, destroying your enemy's soul.
Yeah. By working out and then other things.
Right. Well, what mythical creature is obsessed with souls, right? They've seen unicorns. Like what? I guess a Dementor from Harry Potter is like the best thing I can think of. So maybe that like that'll be her, you know, like goal in the future.
Well, I mean, Dominique alluded to the fact that Paul was the devil. Maybe Christmas is just trying to appeal to that. Like, I like souls too, Paul. That's something, right? We've got that in common.
Yeah, it's like that's her weird way of hitting on him. It's like, let me find anything in common. It's like when you Facebook stalk somebody and then you're like, oh, yeah, no, I really love Modest Mouse. Oh, you do, too? Oh, no way. Oh, that's crazy. I definitely didn't know that beforehand.
Yeah. So yeah, that's about it. Christmas. She does think that she's going to come back next season, or at least in a future season. Josh agrees. Josh said, I would come back, I wouldn't come back. I would only come back if I could do it with you guys.
That's yes, friendship.
Josh loves his team, as does Christmas. And, you know, Paul loves Paul. So,
oh, my goodness. Yeah.
When Paul was talking about it, he was like, absolutely, I'd come back. No mention of Christmas and Josh, of course.
But like, not with you bozos. Like, I need a bunch of new people that I can pull the wool over their eyes.
Yes. So really, the main event here, the most interesting thing that happened on the feeds yesterday, big news. We got Josh talking to the cameras, and here's a long preamble about, you know, we dominated this game. We took out everyone we wanted to take out in the order we wanted them out. This has been so fun, so hard, but so fun. I've loved it. It's been crazy. My parents raised such a good boy, so on and so forth. I'm a human being, typical Josh stuff. And we're thinking, yeah, whatever, Josh, this is not interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just going along, just talking about how, oh, you know, he feels good about the game he played, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts to talk about the final two decision. Uh-oh. And this is when, oh no, my heart starts to sink a little bit.
Yes. Again, I brought this up yesterday morning. I was like, I'm getting a vibe. I'm getting a vibe from Josh. I feel like it's not impossible that he may turn around on this. And oh, later in the day, we get Josh saying, you know, I've been thinking, and Paul really has been pissing a lot of people off. I've pissed a lot of people off. Christmas, she has really good relationships with people in the jury. She has a good relationship with Mark, Elena, Kevin, Alex, they're all good with Christmas. They don't really like me. Man, Jason feels guilty about her foot. He would vote for her. Maybe even Matt and Raven. Like, oh man, I don't know. I don't think I can beat Christmas. But okay, but wait. If I pull the Steve Moses, then that's going to get me respect. That's like the thing that brings my whole game together. It's game changing. Steve Moses did it. But maybe not, though. Oh, man, I don't know what to do here.
Ooh, I want to shake him so bad. I just wish there was a way for me to, like, get in the house and just be like, just, okay, maybe I wouldn't slap him like Paul did, or, like, bitch slap him, according to what TMZ said. But then, oh, my gosh. And then when he talks about how it's best to sit next to Paul in the final two, oh, my gosh, I just wanted to scream out loud. I was so frustrated. I can't believe it. I mean, I guess I can't believe it. This has been a bad season. Like, why wouldn't I expect Josh to kind of turn around and decide, like, maybe, yes, maybe Paul is the person that I want to sit next to in the final two.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, ultimately, at the end of this monologue, he says, I think it might be best to sit next to Paul in the final two. However, he's not totally sold on this. He says he might not make the decision until the last second. But right now, he does seem like he's leaning toward keeping Paul. This is basically the reverse John Party.
I like that. That should go in the BB terminology. Like, if this ends up happening, this is the reverse John Party. Like, said he was going to take Netta, talked about taking Netta, and then the split second, you know, made the right move and didn't take her. Josh is going to always talk about, okay, I got to take out Paul at the final three. Like, I didn't take the shot at final five, got to take the shot at final three. And then in the split second makes a decision and takes Paul. Although, to be 100% honest, I don't think Josh is going to make it to the final two HOH. So yeah. We probably won't even see this play out.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that certainly we're seeing Josh, assuming he's going to be making this decision, but it very well could be Christmas against Paul in that final three, part three of the final three. Man, I hate that. Can I just talk about this? I really hate having to talk about the final three HOH because there's three parts to the final three HOH, and it's just like part one of final three HOH, final part of the final three. It's just... it's ridiculous. I don't like it. We need to come up with a better system.
Okay, let's see. So it's the do you still want to call it the final three HOH? Because I almost feel like you could just call it the final HOH and then have parts like one, two, and three.
The final part of the final HOH. It's still a little weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Part three of the final.
Yeah, we're real good at this. Coming from the person who like called the show the Taryn Show, and then me, someone who's completely uncreative.
Look, I've been waiting so long to get this Netta interview out because she loves the name. That's all I'm saying.
All right. That's you take that one, Taryn. I'll let you have it.
I will.
I get it. It's like it's a mouthful. It's no fun. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So I think it's so funny that nothing has happened on feeds, y'all. Like this is
what happens when I check the time and I'm like, man, we're already out of material and it's only 10 minutes in.
Like, let me rant about something for a while. You know, I think we all assume that, well, Christmas isn't going to be able to compete in these final competitions. Like, we went and looked, okay, she can't get her cast wet. She can't put weight on it, or at least a lot of weight on it. And so I think we kind of automatically assume that the final two, part three of the final three, I get it now, was See? Always going to be Josh and Paul. And I think we never put Christmas in the mix, and we never thought that her decision was actually going to matter because she was not going to be able to make it there. But it does seem that either they modified the competitions in some way, or she's healed enough that she can compete in these competitions, where I think she will be able to compete in an okay way in this this final three, the second part of final three HOH. Although, you know, they usually involve a lot of running or some type of climbing. So I don't know if Big Brother is going to modify it in some way or if the comp is not centered around that. But yeah, we could see her beating Josh and going to the final two. Final. Never mind. I'm going against Paul in part three.
Part three of the final three where there's two people left. I honestly, like, they've been doing that climbing one a lot recently. I can absolutely see her. I mean, you can climb using mostly, it will wipe your arms out pretty quickly, but you can climb with one leg. I mean, you know, you don't have to be like an experienced climber to climb. These things are very easy to climb. I think Christmas could easily beat Josh in that climbing part two. Really, the only one she might have trouble with is like the water tank one. But even then, she can just wrap up the foot. So I don't think that's going to be a huge issue. I think it's very, very possible. In fact, might be even likely, more likely that Christmas ends up beating Josh. And then we have to think about, well, who does Christmas take to the final two? Because for as much as we've been saying, you know, she does have feelings for Paul, she she hasn't been able to tell Josh who she's going to take. She also has never explicitly said, I'm going to take Paul to the final two. At this point, we now have Josh saying, I think I should take Paul to the final two. But Christmas has never said that. Christmas has always said, I don't want to make that decision. I hope I don't have to. I don't want to make that choice. I don't know who I would take. Again, we've all assumed the worst because that's what we like to do as Big Brother fans. But again, I don't think it's impossible that Christmas ends up taking Josh here. I do think that her talk of like, I would love that money in the episode we saw last night was probably mostly for the show because I really don't think she cares all that much. However, she does like Josh a lot, and she doesn't want to be the one to take Josh out, just as much as she doesn't want to be the one to take Paul out. And if she really does feel like, you know what, maybe this is a decision for $500,000 or $50,000, and I've got like $200,000 of medical bills to pay, maybe I should do the other one.
Right. Yeah. Because now we know she might have to pay her own medical bills. And I think also, I can't remember when this was talked about, but the idea that as you get closer to the end of the game, you start to remember, this is why I'm here. I can think about next week, I'm going to be on the outside. You know, I'm going to be with my family, or I'm going to have my phone in my hands. And they start to think about that. And that starts to become a priority of thinking of your life outside of Big Brother. Right. Because you get stuck in this little microcosm of a world. And I think maybe, which I never thought we would be talking about this, but if Christmas does have that idea sink in and realize, like, no, I should be playing to win this game, Josh is the better person for me to take to the end, you know, that could very well happen. I think it's unlikely, but it would be really nice to see, and a possibility that I don't think, you know, any of us had really considered.
Yeah. And like, the thing is, I think there's part of Christmas that feels like she will win the game against either of them. And that's why, like, when Josh is asking her, who would you take? Josh is telling her, I would take you. She's like, that's a bad decision, because she feels like she would beat Josh, whereas Josh could beat Paul, which tells me she thinks she beats both of them. Which means for her, it's like, I'm basically choosing second place if I win this, but I don't want to do that to my boys. I'm not going to throw the competition, but I also, like, I don't, you know, she again, like, she's like, I would win, but, you know, whatever. I didn't win the way I would want to. I wanted to beast the competitions. I'm going to come back next time. I'm going to play the way I want, and then I'm going to win that way. And in the meantime, I'll give the win to one of my boys. So I really think there's a lot going on in her head, and I do think she ultimately takes Paul to the end. However, it's not impossible that she just shocks everyone and cuts Paul, takes Josh to the end and wins the game.
I mean, yeah, that would be crazy. The thing is, when trying to predict Christmas's behavior, I haven't really seen her do a lot of things that have been self-interested. It's always been about the team. And so if she has to make this final decision, you know, is she going to be self-interested, or is she still going to think of it, you know, as a team decision? And then if it's a team decision, it's who does she think out of the two deserves to, you know, be there the most? Like, it's not about her personally winning. It's just about who does she think out between Paul and Josh deserves to be there. And I do think, though, that she thinks Paul deserves to be there. And so I think if she's making it from a team perspective, like her decision from a team perspective, I still think she ends up I think she decides to end up taking Paul.
Yeah. And this is interesting, too, because in many ways it becomes like this tragic story of, like, ironically, all of Josh's talk about, like, figuring Paul's game out and understanding it and trying to make something work against it may be the thing that convinces Christmas Josh wasn't a team player. He doesn't deserve it as much as Paul, because Paul was the team player. like all the stuff we've been like, yes, Josh, you're woke. And that's what loses him the game.
Oh, that's so sad. Some sort of epic Greek tragedy. Like, the muses will sing his tales for years to come.
Yep. This crazy stuff. I mean, all of a sudden, Josh is maybe taking Paul. It's really looking more and more likely that Paul has this game wrapped up. I know there was an interview with Alison Grodner. I believe she mentioned this was a very bitter jury, more bitter than she's seen in a while. And she thinks that she doesn't know whether they're going to vote on emotion or gameplay. I don't know how much of that is like, be worried, maybe Paul doesn't win. Or maybe she's like talking around the truth, like, oh, they're super bitter toward Josh. Or something like that. But again, you know, I don't want to like be a conspiracy theorist. If we're getting all this evidence thrown in our face, there's definitely a chance that we should be able to take this at face value. Maybe Mark was talking about Paul when he said he's going to get second place. Maybe Grodner is saying the truth, that maybe they are really bitter against Paul. And, you know, maybe what Rob said last night or two nights ago was right, in that Raven and Matt are really, because Grodner said they really hate Raven and Matt. So maybe Raven and Matt are pushing the Paul, banging on the Paul drum so much that people are just like, gee, shut up. I don't want to hear about Paul anymore. Paul's going to get second place. It's all your fault. Maybe Paul loses here and we can see a Christmas or Josh win, even though Paul gets to the final two.
First of all, I think you mean banging on the Paul pots. Okay. There's been no drums in this house this season. I guess I'll mail you your tinfoil hat if you want one. I just can't help but think it's almost like it's, they're coming across so strongly trying to convince you of something is kind of how it feels.
Yeah.
Although I will say that the Matt Raven thing, like, I think that there might be legs to that. That was why I tweeted out that night when all the jury segments happened. And I was like, oh my gosh, when Josh, you know, beats Paul 5-4, thinking, I mean, this is obviously wishful thinking. I don't think it's going to end up being that way, but I could see Matt and Raven like putting off the rest of the, you know, Jason, Alex, Mark, Elena, Cody contingent to all vote Josh to win. And then, you know, Christmas and Kevin are going to do their own thing. But I think it's entirely possible. They hate Matt and Raven, much like we do. And so I could definitely see that being a negative for Paul. But ultimately, do I think Paul is going to lose that way? No, I think he's still going to end up winning.
Yeah. And somebody actually asked me on Twitter about will Kevin have a lot of influence on the jury? Because even though he's not well liked by Alex, he is well liked by a lot of the other people there. You know, certainly Cody had a good relationship with him. Jason had a good relationship with him. Could Kevin have a lot of influence? I responded, I don't think he will have a lot of influence in terms of like, this is the game, like game influence. Like, I'm going to tell you what happened or whatever. But I do think that there will be something to Kevin coming into the jury house, or at least coming into the round table, with such a cool head. Like, you know what? They got me. I wish them all the best. Like, having that attitude really shines a light on your bitterness. When somebody, like, it's one thing to be in a group of people and you're all acting the same, right? In many ways, it's very much like, everyone's mad. Everyone's being bitter. It's like when you're in a classroom and everyone's complaining about man, school sucks. School is the worst. And then there's one person that's like, I don't know. I mean, you know, we're here, we're doing school. That's fine. You're like, well, now you're making me feel bad about this. I don't like this. Why? We're all supposed to be in the same boat here. It makes you look at yourself a little more. And so I think that may cool people's heads just a little bit, may make them a little more ashamed to be like, I'm going to vote out of spite. And that's totally cool. Because when you have like this stand up classy guy being like, whatever, you're just like, oh man, well then look, if I'm standing next to you, it makes me look kind of lame. So I do think he might have that influence.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I was going to say, though, it's not like he had a lot of influence over the house guests in the house to make them act a little bit classier. But again, when we talk about we're getting towards the end of the game and these people are going to think about how they're going to appear, you know, to the rest of the world, then maybe that does start to become more of a consideration. Possibly the combination of Kevin coming in and doing that, and with Dr. Will, assuming that he's going to be there, that might be enough to sort of make people realize, no, I should be voting for the person who deserves to win the game, and not voting out of bitterness.
Yes. Another thing that that was pointed out to me was for all the stuff we've been talking about, like with Paul, the bad jury management that he's been doing, like trying to convince them of things that aren't true, trying to lie to them very blatantly. We've been saying this is all terrible stuff because it is. It is bad. I think it might cost him the game. However, we shouldn't overlook the fact that he has been working a different kind of jury management for a long time. And that's due to the fact that he knew he was going to take Josh to the final two for a very long time. And he's been basically goading Josh into confronting people, attacking people, essentially being like, he's created a final two goat for himself. And if he wins up against Josh, despite a bitter jury, I do think we have to give him credit for essentially helping destroy Josh's own jury management. That is a different style of jury management, but potentially just as effective.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good point, because sometimes you identify people that are going to be goats no matter what, just based on their own behavior. But the fact that Paul was able to make Josh look like an even bigger goat, I think is really impressive. And when we talk about this poor jury management, I mean, we're getting to the point where he has, like, I still want to, like, he still played a really great game. And we're getting to the point where we start to nitpick because, you know, we're talking about if he deserves a place in top 10 players or top, you know, like top five possibly winners, right? We need to start looking at things like this and kind of remembering these things as we start to have these discussions. So I think that that's really appropriate that you bring that up because I do think that was a really big benefit to his game.
Yes. And so look for that kind of analysis and more in our final three live feed updates, so where we will go through each person's game from start to finish and really get down to the nitty gritty and analyze, like, what have they done to get here? Why might they deserve to win? Why might they deserve to lose? And all of that. We'll be doing that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, along with whatever live feed updates we have. So that'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have two people on per episode to talk about each player's game. So make sure you tune in to that. And Liana, do you have anything else you wanted to bring up?
We're going to be taking your questions for the backyard interviews. Rob's going to be in the backyard asking all of the house guests, including the pre-jury people. The email address is bbfinale@robhasawebsite.com. So please feel free to email your questions there, especially emphasis on the pre-jury members.
Yes. So basically, think about list out the pre-jury members, like, just from memory, try to, like, list them out. And then the person that takes you a good 30 seconds to remember, start with them and ask the most amount of questions for them, and then go backwards through your list, because that's probably the order in which we need questions for them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be really good. We've got some fun stuff that we've come up with, so. Looking forward to it.
I think it would be really funny if we asked Jillian a lot of, like, very specific game oriented questions. Like, what were you thinking when you made this game move?
Right. Like, we're really going to break down her game, nuts and bolts, focus on the strategy. I think it's important.
Yeah. Basically, you know how we do, like, the season retrospectives. I think there's enough time in the backyard interview to do a season retrospective with Jillian. I think this could happen.
Certainly her and Malcolm / Cameron.
All right. So, of course, make sure you tune in tomorrow at noon Eastern. We will give the last pure live feed update of the season and then move on to, again, that player specific one on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But make sure you tune in tomorrow. And then, as I referred to, I finally was able to get the Netta interview for the Taran Show out. So make sure you check that one out. Lots of people have been saying very good interview, worth the wait. I hope you agree. Make sure you tune in to that. Even if you don't watch Big Brother Canada, there's a lot of interesting stuff there. She grew up in Iran. She really went through the ringer in terms of being super popular and then very unpopular in her second appearance. So lots of interesting stuff to go through there. And then, of course, I've got the American Ninja Warrior coverage coming up, the season finale. Will somebody become the next American Ninja Warrior? You'll have to tune in and see my face potentially again, but probably not for stage two. You know, you can try though. I'm behind one of the flames.
That's pretty cool.
Much to Lita's dismay. The flames very much bothered her. But yeah, check that stuff out. Lots of fun. Of course, make sure you check out first one out, the Survivor 35 preseason serial-esque series, where we are, or Josh is going through the cast, interviewing them on the quest to discover who is going to be the first one out of season 35. Very fun stuff there. I've had a lot of fun editing that together, so check that out. It's very different from the stuff that we've been doing, but very interesting. So what else? Somebody asked me just a second ago, can we talk about the fact that Josh said he has Matt and Raven's vote against Paul? That's funny.
That's not true. Oh, that's funny. Oh, Josh.
Yeah. All right, so
I'm like, I don't even know what to say about that. Like, that's so delusional. That's, oh my gosh. I don't know why. Well, I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah. So yeah, that's really all we got for you. So thank you everyone for joining us. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taran. Liana is at Liana Boris. Check in to us tomorrow, and we will see you next time.